Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, ladies, what if Superman had decided to fly down, rip off the roof of the White House, grab the president right out of the Oval Office? Who would have stopped him?
I want to build a team of some very bad people who I think can do some good.
Y'all jokers must be crazy.
What?
This is the deal. You disobey me, you die. Try to escape, you die.
You got a boyfriend?
You irritator vexed me.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
You die.
They get caught, we throw them under the bus.
What a ride!
Let's play!
Come on, got some better suits?
Light it up!
I love this guy.
Not good!
Don't forget, we're the bad guys.
Are you sweet-talking me? All of that chit-chat's gonna get you hurt.
The back is ready to crack as he raises the sky. And the girl in the car is everyone's gone. She can hit you with a wink of her eye.
You wanna see something?
I was just trying to get you there. You know how it feels, right? We good.
What you having?
Beer.
Whiskey.
What am I, 12?
How about you have stuff?
Water.
That's a good idea, honey.
Hello, people. It's that time for me to talk about another comic book movie. Yes, this is the Unnecessary Movie Review. I am your host, The Surfer, and here to talk about Suicide Squad. Long, very long awaited and anticipated movie from DC Comics. And, of course, stars of the movie is Will Smith, Margot Robbie, Jared Leto, and Viola Davis, and assorted cast of characters. So, now after the debacle of Batman v Superman, where the consensus is a lot of people didn't like the movie, didn't think it was done well, DC had a lot to make up. And, you know, they're trying to get their cinematic universe off the ground. And, they were supposed to be starting with Batman v Superman. But people said, no, this is not that good. So they hope they could redeem themselves with Suicide Squad. Now, Suicide Squad is directed and written by David Ayers. And the thing about the Suicide Squad in the comic books, it's about a team of villains forced to do jobs for the government to reduce their sentence, and basically they don't have a choice because, they don't do it, then they basically be killed off. So Viola Davis plays Amanda Waller. She is somewhat the Nick Fury of the DC universe, except she is a terrible person, and she's very patriotic, and she's all about keeping humanity safe from metahumans, and do what you got to do to protect the world and protect humans. So she comes up with this idea of Task Force X, where, you know, she has a prison full of villains, supervillains, and so forth, but variety, difference of skills and powers. They're locked away, like they're never getting out, or at least if she has it her way, they're never seeing the light of day. You know, even their names would rot in hell. But she wants the government to give her the okay to take these criminals and do some good with them. Because the way she puts it, what she does best is get people to work against their own self-interest. So she picks out a different variety of characters with different skill sets. And so in the movie, what you get is an intro of all the different characters of the Suicide Squad. Deadshot, Harley Quinn, Diablo, Enchantress, Captain Boomerang, Killer Croc, and a few others. And you get to find out either how they were captured or, you know, to get an origin story. So, you know, the movie takes the time to explain who each of these characters are, and you don't have to sit there and wonder who they are and what they're about if you don't know them from the comics or any of the animated DC movies or TV shows. So they do a good job of explaining that. So Amanda has a, you know, patriotic person working for her named Rick Flagg, and he's a true blue American, and he does what he does for the red, white, and blue, but he's also under the thumb of Amanda Waller. So he has to keep the Task Force X under control. That's his job. Job sucks, but somebody has to do it. So, also in this film, of course, I mentioned earlier, Jared Leto plays the Joker. Now, what does the Joker have to do with this? Well, I'll explain it to you in a little bit. Because I know a lot of people are thinking, you know, that they're brought together to take on the Joker. Not necessarily, but when a real threat happens and Amanda Waller gets the okay to put together this Task Force X, she assembles this ragtag group of villains and forces them to go out on this dangerous mission. Now, even though there's a dangerous crisis, they're not being sent out to take on this threat. They have another job, which Amanda Waller and Rick Flagg explains to them. So, you know, they have to go out and do this because they don't have a choice. There's deadly consequence if you disobey. And, you know, they also have a way of keeping these criminals from trying to escape because you got all these people with all these abilities and powers. You know, they're not trying to spend their whole life in jail. You know, they got places to rob and kill and hurt and you know, be free. So they go out to do this job, and because they're not really a team, things don't go the way they're supposed to, which leaves the team, of course, in a situation where they have to improvise and then take on other threats during the course of the movie. Now, the Joker, his role in this film is, you know, he has a thing for Harley Quinn. That's his woman. And Harley Quinn is, you know, captured at some point in the movie, so he's determined to break her out, and he does. And so, that's his role in the movie. He's this wild card that keeps popping up, and it's causing Task Force X's situation to go from bad to worse. In addition to that, because they're working for Amanda Waller, you know, it's already worse for him. Because she is cold-hearted and could care less about these people. They're patsies. They're set up that if even if things go wrong, well, we can just blame them. Now, Will Smith plays a Deadshot, and he's basically the lead in this movie. And then Margot Robbie plays Harley Quinn. Jared Leto plays the Joker. The reason why I'm telling you this is because even though this has been an ensemble cast, you know, you have like a Katana and so forth, the movie doesn't give equal time to all of the characters in this film. Unlike Guardians, where that's an ensemble piece, everybody got equal time in the movie, you know. It wasn't just everything was on Chris Pratt, and then, you know, you barely saw, say, Drax in the movie. Now, not to say that these other characters aren't used to decent effect. I mean, at some point, every one of the characters get a chance to have a scene or show what they do. But for the most part, it's a 3-4-person movie. And then you can throw in a fifth character with Rick Flagg. And everybody else is a lot of basically background until they need it for, you know, a scene or two here and there. So the movie doesn't do a good job with being equal as far as all of the characters are concerned. Now, I will say, this movie, for the good, is pointing in the right direction for DC. The movie, I thought, was fun. For the most part, you know, I found a lot of things entertaining. I found the humor wasn't all dark and gloomy like Batman v Superman. Some of the bad. One of the threats that pop up in this particular movie doesn't seem like it should fit in this particular movie. It seemed like it should have been in a more of a cosmic or more of a science fiction or supernatural movie than a film like Suicide Squad, where you're dealing with somewhat street-level characters. It's not like this is Superman and Wonder Woman where, you know, they have amazing abilities and powers. Yes, you know, some of them are pretty strong for the average person, and some of them do have powers, but when one of the threats in this film reveals itself, it just seemed like it was not meant to be in this particular movie. I don't know if it was part of reshoots or what. You know, they spent a lot of time explaining how everybody got captured. I mentioned that already. So, and then you got a couple origin stories for those that might not know how somebody became the way they did. You have some cameos by characters from the, you know, cinematic DC universe, you know, mainly Batman and one other. And you're not spoiled until your Batman shows up because he's in the commercial. So if he's, unless you weren't paying attention, you know, he shows up, but, you know, he's not a major part of the movie. And, you know, the more I think about it, I'm still going to say I like the movie, but I'm not like, wow, that was fantastic. I've come to realize that there's a lot of missteps in this particular film that you can overlook if you choose to. And I'm quite sure a lot of people will. But in my opinion, this is not this year's version of Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy did a better job of being even-handed with his characters. And, you know, the different threats fit to the film, where some of the dangers and threats in this particular movie, like I said, it should have been in another film. Now, this film does tie in to all of what's going on around you, because they do explain to you that this takes place after Batman v Superman, because one of the reasons why they bring together the Task Force X is because Superman is dead, supposedly, you know, he's gone, and so, you know, you have government cronies wondering who's going to protect us and why, and what happens if another Superman shows up and he's not as good, then what are we going to do? Who's going to stop him? So that's why Amanda Waller thinks she has the answer in her Task Force X, which, of course, is labeled Suicide Squad because, you know, the whole thing is they get sent on missions, and if they die, well, too bad, you're a criminal anyway. So maybe with a sequel, they'll get around to not, you know, weighing the film on the actor who's playing the character, because it was obvious, because, you know, Will Smith is Will Smith. He was going to, you know, the camera's going to follow him, and then Margot Robbie being a up and coming big actress, that she was going to get a lot of time, and because Jared Leto, you know, he's a Oscar winner and he's playing an iconic character, he's going to get a lot of time. Viola Davis, she, you know, she's always amazing, and she got whatever time she got. But then, like I said, everyone else, they're there and they get used, but not to full effect. There's one or two characters that almost didn't have speaking lines. And then, you know, the cinematography was good, but when they got to the part where, you know, the threat that didn't fit got there, then it got a little crazy. And I know some people may have a criticism of how the end is, because, you know, one of the criticisms going on in these comic book movies is, you know, big lights and explosions. And, you know, some critics and some people are tired of it. I don't have a problem if it's done well and I'm entertained. But, you know, things have to fit in a universe the way you set it up. So, overall, if I was to rate this film, I've been mulling back and forth whether or not I should give this a matinee or a rental, but I think it's more somewhere in between, like a matinee rental, because I saw it in IMAX. If you can see this in IMAX, it's definitely worth the visuals. But other than that, I think a good portion may be disappointed in this film. And they may just want to wait till it comes on TV, or they can rent it. Now, finally, DC is doing what Marvel does, and they have an additional scene during the credits, which you want to stick around for. And it's, you know, a nice little setup to what's coming into the future of the DC Cinematic Universe. That's my thoughts on Suicide Squad. I'll probably see it again before the end of the weekend so that, you know, I have a better idea of how I feel about it. Because initially I was like, oh, yeah, that was great. But then, you know, as a move away from it, and then I've heard what other people have to say, that I agree with their thoughts on the film, you know, I'm dropping it down from, like, I had to drop this down from what I thought was a full-price movie, because it's definitely not perfect, and I hate using that. I hate when people use that term, but and the other problem I had before I go is this doesn't look like a comic book movie. It looks more like a David Ayers film. And if you've seen some of David Ayers' other films, not that he's a bad director or writer, but I got more of his style of filmmaking than I did something that I could hold up to and compare to what's in the print at DC. And so if you want to know more about how I feel, you can listen to me live this Sunday at 5 p.m. on my regular podcast, The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, when me and my co-host will probably have more discussion on this film. And hopefully you have seen it and I haven't spoiled too much. And I left out a lot because, you know, a lot of you are going to go see it anyway. And I figure, discover it for yourself. And, you know, I'm not here. It's rare that I'll try to convince somebody not to see a film. But this one, I think you should see. So, Suicide Squad. And that's it. Thanks for listening. And I'll be back soon for another review as soon as I can. Until next time, peace out.